The last confirmed sighting is in Milford around 2:15 at a cafe, and we're not sure after that. We've nothing confirmed after that on Saturday.
Yeah, and really, until it's confirmed, you don't want to put too much emphasis on it either, in case it points us in the wrong direction.
Yes, you know, as you know, later today at 12 o'clock, people are gathering in Letterkenny to, you know, do a search to see, you know, by what I mean by a search is go there and then give out flyers and, you know, go to like coffee shops and, you know, everywhere that we think, you know, he could have travelled, possibly by bus also.
Yeah, and I think, you know, social media is amazing in this regard and that, what have you, but people on the ground, I think it really sort of makes people say, take a proper look and go, actually, you know what, maybe I know something or other. So tell us, so you mentioned that Seamus was last seen in Milford on Saturday at 2:15 at Max Caff. Tell us what you want to tell us about Seamus and the nature of his disappearance.
You know, we're not sure why he disappeared, but, you know, he's very quiet. He's, you know, he's not really outgoing. He keeps to himself. And, this happening is just, you know, we don't have an explanation for any reason for why, you know, he just disappeared.
So it would be out of character for sort of take a break from things and just put his head down somewhere for a couple of days. It would be out of character in that regard.
Yes, as of right now, yes. This would not, you know, he's 34. It's not, you know, something, you know, that we had expected or thought that, you know, he would just, you know, disappear literally in thin air.
Well, I mean, that makes it even more difficult as well. When there's now, he was wearing very distinctive clothing when he disappeared. When you associate it with his look, he was in all black, wasn't he, with a Nike cap, and he has a beard, and he's of slim build.
Very slim build, yes.
And obviously, as you've said, because this was so instant and unpredictable, we don't know where he may go. Does he have friends, or does he have a place that he particularly likes, or?
No, we don't have any, you know, connection of where we think he might have gone. This is what makes it harder for all of us to even, you know, comprehend where he could be right now at this moment.
Okay, so today, obviously, from social media perspective, we have a decent footprint here between myself and the radio station, and we're going to, you know, re-emphasise the information and his image, and hopefully that coupled with, and I know other media outlets are brilliant in that regard as well, but also too with this sort of on feats on the ground information stroke search event that's happening today. It's just a case of anyone with any little bit of information, there's no information that will waste Garda time. They will filter it and they'll be able to determine if it mixes in or matches in with other stuff as well.
Yeah, you know, today, you know, everybody's getting together. So many people, you know, I just want to thank everyone in the community, family and friends. Everyone has reached out, and a lot of people are going to be going down to Letterkenny today to help, you know, aid in the search at 12 o'clock today. And so many people have reached out, and we just want to say thank you to everyone that's been, you know, given information and given support and sent prayers. And, you know, we just, you know, we love my brother. And if, you know, you're listening out there, Seamus, you know, mum and dad just want you home.
Okay. The people are gathering, is it at Mount Errigal at noon? Is that what you said, Alice?
Yes, yes.
Okay. And also, we don't know for a fact that that Seamus is in Donegal. So if there was any people listening, of course, across the region in Derry, Tyrone and further afield, please keep your eyes out there as well. Anyone who was maybe in a lorry and saw someone standing on the side of a road thumbing outside Donegal town, whatever it might be, we don't want to overemphasise the focus, do we, Alice? Because we want people to be looking wherever they are and wherever they've been.
Well, you know, just wherever you are, and, you know, he may have got on a bus. You know, these are all possibilities, or not probabilities. If we had, you know, if we knew answers, we could say something, you know, defined and definitive, but we don't have that. So, you know, we're just saying, you know, we're starting search in Letterkenny, you know, close to Milford, where we think he may be. And, you know, Seamus, if you're out there, you know, we love you. Just come home.
Okay. Thanks, Alice. The best of I mean, I wish you all the best, and I hope for positive news really, really soon to you and your family. And as you say, even if Seamus just makes contact to say he's okay, that's all he's need at this point, really, isn't it?
That's all we need, just a little message saying, hey, I'm okay, and, you know, that's all we need, so, you know, we can just, you know, rest and relax and, you know, be okay and know he's okay. So I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us, and we will definitely keep you updated today on the search, and we really appreciate you taking the time to talk to me.